From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Elon, back in the news. He stays in the news. Jamie Dimon, talking crypto. And FTX is making more acquisitions. That's coming up today on the Decrypt Daily.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. I'm recording this at 11:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Who's going to be in Miami? I will. If you're going to be in Miami and you want to meet up, hit me up, MatthewDiemer@decrypt.co, or send me a DM on Twitter, at Matthew Diemer, D-I-E-M-E-R. Let's get into those crypto prices. And I just told you the time. It's only 2 minutes later. Let's talk about those prices. Bitcoin sitting at $45,911, up 0.6% in 24 hours. Ethereum is at $3,458, up 0.6%. Tether's number three. Binance Coin is $450, up 2.3%. And USDC is number five. Running off the top 10, we have Solana, Terra Luna, Cardano, XRP, and Avalanche. Total market cap, we're sitting at $2.13 trillion, a BTC dominance of 40.9%. And an ETH dominance of 19.5. And now, coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is CurveDAO token. Ticker CRV. Ranked number 79 on CoinMarketCap. Its current price is $2.87. It's up 2.6% in 24. Its market cap is $1.35 billion. Fully diluted market cap is $9.48 billion. 14% of CRV is in circulation. Its max supply is 3.3 billion tokens, and its circulating supply is 470.3 million. The all-time high for CurveDAO was set 2 years ago. It was $60.50. It's down 95.2% since then. Its all-time low was 33 cents. It's up 765% since then, set a year ago. You can buy it on Binance, Coinbase, Gate.io, Huobi, KuCoin, FTX, and more. So there's plenty of places to buy, even if you're a U.S. resident, and there's plenty of liquidity. So what is CRV? Curve is a decentralized exchange for stablecoins that uses an automated market maker, AMM, to manage liquidity. Launched in January of 2020, Curve is now synonymous with the decentralized finance DeFi phenomenon and has seen significant growth in the second half of 2020. In August, Curve launched a decentralized autonomous organization, or a DAO, with its CRV in-house token. The DAO uses an Ethereum-based creation tool, Aragon, to connect multiple smart contracts used for users' deposited liquidity. Issues such as governance, however, differ from Aragon in their weighting and other respects. And so that's Curve DAO token, ticker CRV, number 79 on CoinMarketCap. Moving into today's headlines, Strata just closed a $1.5 million seed round led by Multicoin Capital. Solana Ventures, Asymmec Partners, Alameda Research, and StartyLine also participated in the round. The company, founded by software developer Noah Prince, wants to make sure that launching tokens is more accessible on Solana. It offers a no-code solution for people launching tokens and selling tokens. Noah Prince says this is kind of like the Wix of crypto. Basically, you want a website, you don't need to know HTML, you could just throw some stuff together. And that's what they're trying to do here. However, it can also be more complex if the user wants more control. Elon Musk is now on the board of Twitter, according to a tweet published by Twitter's CEO. Twitter's CEO said, "I'm excited to share that we have appointed Elon Musk to our board. Through conversations with Elon Musk in the recent weeks, it has become clear that he would bring great value to our board." The Twitter CEO added that Musk is both a passionate believer and an intense critic of the service, which is exactly what we need on Twitter and in the boardroom to make us stronger in the long term. Musk responded directly to the CEO's tweet, saying that he was looking forward to working with the CEO and Twitter board to make significant improvements to Twitter in the coming months. If you guys remember last month, Musk ran a survey asking if Twitter adhered rigorously to the principle of free speech. And 70% of the respondents of the 2 million people that answered this question said, nah, they do not adhere to this principle. And well, Musk wants to change that. His first move into changing that was buying a 9.2% share in Twitter. And then now, second move, being on the board. And the question that is on everybody's mind is Trump going to be back on Twitter anytime soon? The digital mapping industry is dominated by centralized giants like Google, TomTom, and Apple. But blockchain startup HiveMapper sees a significant potential in decentralized open source alternatives that are built by a wide network of users. HiveMapper announced an $18 million Series A funding round to bring its vision to life. It was led by Multicoin Capital. We heard about them just a little minute ago. And featured a number of additional participants, including Solana Ventures, just heard about them too, Craft Ventures, Shine Capital, and 75 and Sunny Ventures. HiveMapper is a decentralized mapping service that uses a dashboard-mounted camera on its contributors' cars and incentivizes users to drive around and record their surroundings. The network is built on the Solana blockchain, and users are rewarded with Honey crypto tokens for their automatic contributions to the overall map. The upcoming HiveMapper dash cam, which sells for about $449 and ships starting in July, will automatically reward users with Honey tokens for capturing footage, which is automatically added to the overall mapping service. The dash cam actually uses Helium's network of 700,000 wireless nodes and growing to authenticate the vehicle location. Jamie Dimon. We don't know if it's going to be hate or praise coming out of his mouth for blockchain and crypto. And well, today it's praise. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan, has praised blockchain technology and decentralized finance in a letter to his shareholders published yesterday. He said this in quote, "Decentralized finance and blockchain are real new technologies that can be deployed in both public and private fashion, permission or not." And he says that JP Morgan is at the forefront of these innovations. He continued to say, "We use a blockchain network called Link, L-I-I-N-K, to enable banks to share complex information. We also use a blockchain to move tokenized US dollar deposits with JP Morgan Coin. JP Morgan Coin was created in February of 2019 as a dollar-backed stablecoin designed to be used by big businesses. Link, on the other hand, was launched in 2017 and to date has over 400 financial institutions signed up. FTX.us is the US arm of FTX Exchange, and they have agreed to make a strategic investment in a group that operates the IEX Exchange. FTX and IEX said that the strategic partnership would include working together to build a venue for digital asset securities, for trading digital asset securities. An FTX spokesperson told Decrypt this, "What shape that would take will ultimately depend on what the regulations require. The focus in the near term is engaging with regulators to move the industry forward, as institutional investors need a regulatory structure in place before purchasing digital assets on behalf of the customers. IEX has a history of innovating in a highly regulated space and pushing the envelope where exchange design is concerned." So the question is, what is IEX Exchange? The IEX exchange handles a small portion of the U.S. equities market, accounting for 2-3% on an average day. It's a fraction of the top two. New York Stock Exchange handles 19%. NASDAQ sees around 17%, according to the Chicago Board Options Exchange. IEX was founded in 2012 to mitigate the effects of high-frequency trading. And, well, New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, they both indicated that they want to jump into crypto. FTX seems like they're getting ahead of the ball. And finally, crypto exchanges have long asked for clearer guidelines about what coins and tokens they can list, and now they might get some of that, and a double dose of that. By the way, tomorrow I have a great conversation coming out with Brett Harrison, the president of FTX.us, and we talk all about exchanges, customer confidence, regulations, what he wants out of the space and regulations. It's very interesting. I'll drop that tomorrow, so make sure you're tuned in. Good conversation. Anyway, the SEC chair, Gary Gensler, said that he asked his staff to work with the CFTC to find ways to register and regulate platforms where trading securities and non-securities is intertwined. As we all know, the SEC is tasked with regulating securities, which are investment products such as shares and bonds that people buy with the expectation of earning returns. The CFTC, on the other hand, regulates commodity futures, financial instruments that allow people to buy and sell commodities at a later date at a predetermined price. And, well, now they're working together. Like I said, we'll go more in detail and have a great conversation tomorrow with the FTX.us president, Brett Harrison. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment, and click those 5 stars on Spotify. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.